ICR.
Bravo 9, India Charlie Romeo. WB9YTA. B9YTA, KB9 ICR. KB9 ICR. YTA.
There we go. Now we're connected. Hopefully I'm not interfering with any conversations on 220 at the moment. But now we are connected. AC9HO net control. Go ahead, Brian, if you want to try checking in on 220.
All righty. Yep, I'm on here. Hopefully you're able to hear me. But, yep. I did hear it. Yeah, because I looked at the bubble chart and said, yeah, okay, connected to your hub, but what about the repeater? But, oh, well, hey, better late than never, right?
Yeah, that's correct. My apologies. I wasn't even thinking. I thought it was connected, and I'm looking at my screen. I'm like, wait a minute. But now it makes sense. It might actually be going across the KC9YNM repeater now. I don't know. So my apologies if I'm working on Mike and Mike's conversation, but here we are. We're finally here. All right, Brian, do you have anything else before we let you go?
No, I don't think so. Just good to hear everybody in that. And like I said, hopefully to see everybody Monday night. So, back to Kurt and 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, well, thank you for checking in, and again, sorry I was a little late on the draw there, but we're connected. So have a good evening, good rest of your week, and look forward to seeing you on Monday. Next on the list, we have KB9RQP. Dwayne, do you have anything for the net? Well, we might have missed Dwayne. KB9RQP. Dwayne, do you have anything for the net? I'm pretty sure I didn't get the call sign wrong, so if I got it wrong, my apologies. We will ask for more check-ins, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
NK9A.
NK9A, Stan, do you have anything for the net?
Nope, just doing some easy listening here this evening. Wish everybody a pleasant evening, even if it is raining here in Union Pier anyway. Maybe I'll make that meeting Monday. Back to you, Control NK9A. 73.
Okay, Stan, very good. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you if you can make it. And start to around 7 o'clock. And we'll probably do the guest speaker first and then a meeting other business afterwards. So if anybody can't stay or doesn't want to stay for the business, confirmation part of the net. This is AC9HO, net control, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, Romeo Quebec Papa, this is Dwayne in Crown Point.
There he is. Go ahead, Dwayne, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. I was adjusting the radio here, and I think might have done something wrong, so wanted to try again. But no, really no traffic tonight, but do appreciate the check-in. And like so many others, just enjoying the conversation. So back to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we hope to have entertaining conversation and useful conversation if possible. So, but thank you for checking in. Sounding great tonight. And have a good evening, good rest of your week. Any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, I heard a key up on All-Star there. Did not hear any audio, so please try it again. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and continue with the information part of the net. We will ask for more check-ins a little bit later, and I'm going to kind of fly through this kind of fast, at least try to. Area nets, Aries District 1 net serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, 141.3 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skyward net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9 RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. I wonder if it's my foot switch, if that's the problem. Don't forget, LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net is the first Saturday of every month on this frequency at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing is this Saturday, September 6th. So please try to help out if you can. Got a lot of sirens in LaPorte County to test. This is why we do the nets, though. You know, I'm having radio issues tonight, and I wouldn't know if I had those issues if I didn't use it at least once a week. So that is why we do the nets. One reason, anyway. Next, we have the White County Amateur Radio Society net, Wednesday night net, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Simplex Communication Relay net every Friday, starts at 7:30 p.m. on the GMRS Valpo 1, 462.700, or Channel 21 for GMRS radios, then moves to the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685, around 8:15 Central Time. So check into that if you are interested in trying out your radio on Simplex. Then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be September 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. do attend to the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations and guest speakers from time to time. And as a matter of fact, this next meeting, as mentioned earlier, we have a guest speaker, Rachel Cobb from National Weather Service, to talk about weather, emergencies, and communication, and just the National Weather Service in general. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click membership, club membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a membership form. Please fill that out. Send it back either via email or mail. It's for our records so that we can send you information to your email. Then under there, there's the pay online button. Click the online pay button. Fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. It is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month, conveniently just before the siren testing, at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City. We have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner at 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Mama T's Diner, all you can eat. I'm starving.
I am sure it's all you can eat that you're willing to pay for.
And there's always going to be a catch. Okay.
They always got to get you somewhere. All right. Don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, fill it out, and when you return it, put it to Captain Jesse. Attention, Captain Jesse. So Michigan City EMA helps out with traffic. If there's like a big show going on or something down at the beach, boat races or whatnot, they handle traffic, they handle security, things like that. So you might be interested in something like that. It's all volunteer. So again, just go to the police station lobby in Michigan City, fill it out, and turn it into Captain Jesse or attention to Captain Jesse. And we talked about this earlier, too, but if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to the Potato Creek State Park every Saturday, weather permitting, of course, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For more info on the day, get on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, to find out more information on the day of or the day before or any time. I'm sure somebody's on there listening. And if you're interested, you can contact somebody on that repeater and possibly get on their Discord, get an invite to their Discord, because they do have a Discord page as well that's pretty active. So, again, Potato Creek, every Saturday until the weather gives up on us. I don't know how long they're going to do it. They might do it all winter. I don't know. We'll see how they want to do it. But I know I'm going to try to make it out there before it gets too cold. So, all right, that completes that part of the information. We'll let the repeater drop and get started with Weather Ready Lance. This is AC9HO Net Control. I promise for some of you new listeners, I do actually speak English sometimes. So it just doesn't come out so smooth sometimes. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight. Then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 53. Northwest wind 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 65. Northwest wind 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly sunny with a low around 50. South wind 5 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. Friday night, mostly sunny. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. South wind around 15 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Wow, it's getting chilly. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. Sunday, sunny with a high near 64. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. And Monday, to start your week, sunny with a high near 69. I don't know if anybody knows, but there's a beach hazard statement right now. Just saying. I don't have it. Oh, there it is. In effect, September 3rd to 7 p.m. Central Time until September 4th, 4 p.m. Central Time is a beach hazard statement. High wave action, strong currents, dangerous swimming conditions expected. So, luckily, Mike, KC0FNE is not out there at the moment with strong currents and dangerous swimming conditions. In Indiana, northern LaPorte County and Michigan, northern Berrien and southern Berrien counties. Okay, flew through that pretty quick. Now we're back at check-ins. General check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, we'll open the swap and shop session. I will now open swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale? Wanted, loan, borrow, anything. Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay. Swap and shop will remain open till the end of the night, which sounds like could be coming pretty quick. So now general check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
N9OK8.
How did I know you were going to come back, Mike? Go ahead, sir.
I should have jumped in there when you announced swap shop there. I still have this Nisei SWR and watt meter for sale. I'm trying to remember here see what the model number is on it. It's an RS-502, and I've paid over $100 for it and never really used it. I'll let go of it for $75, and my information is up to date on QRZ. N9OK, back to Net Control. Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, Mike, can you spell that Nisei, or whatever that brand is?
N is November, I, S is in Sam, S is in Sam, E is in Edward, I, N-I-S-S-E-I.
Okay, N-I-S-S-E-I. Okay. Anybody have any questions for the Nifty RS-502 that Mike has for sale? Okay, if you decide you need a power SWR and power meter, just click on QRZ and look up N9OKA, and his email is current on QRZ. So, thank you, Mike, for that. Again, Swap and Shop is open. And any comments, questions, general check-ins, anything at all, please call now. Ah, darn radio. Is it working now? Yes, working now. I can tell when I start hearing myself in my ear that something's not right. because I turned that feature off. Anyway, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Okay, there is a question on ham.live about the 220 Valpo, not connected to the 220 South Bend, and we were just talking about that, Travis, with Mike, the owner of the 220 South Bend repeater. And it's typical computer stuff. The Raspberry Pi probably needs to be rebooted on the Valparaiso side, and that's why you're not hearing anything on that repeater going through All-Star. I believe the repeater is working just fine. It's just not connected. It's connected to All-Star, but it's not retransmitting the audio for some reason.
Okay, I was just checking to see if anybody knew. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm headed to bed. Morning's going to come early, and hopefully I don't get any calls to go out and service anybody tonight. So with that, I'm going to say 73. It's been a good night, and everybody have a good night. KC9TWX, be clear.
Okay, Travis, yep, thank you for the question. Have yourself a good evening, and hopefully you get a full night's rest and then go back in tomorrow and do it all over again. So, okay, general check-ins. This might be last call. General check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, Swap and Shop, please call now. Well, I'll make a general announcement. I'll actually just repeat what Rob put in ham.live. I missed this earlier. Buy a Powerball ticket. Might be too late now for tonight's drawing, but $1.4 billion, if nobody hits it, it's going to go even higher. So, but you only get $634 million cash, so I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. I actually got home and asked the wife if she bought a ticket. She said, no, I don't have any cash. I said, okay, I'll be back. And I bought just one, because it only takes one to win. But I have my own numbers, so I'm feeling kind of lucky. All right, and we'll definitely make this last call. General check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all. This is EC9H on the control, last call.
M9OK. Once again, Kurt, thank you for putting on this net. I really enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. N9OK, clear.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate the kind words, and we enjoy having you on here. You definitely make me smile and laugh most of the time, so we all need that from time to time, right? Okay, that was last call. I do appreciate everybody checking in. We had a total of 25 check-ins. I really thought we'd break the record, which I think was 28 a year or more ago. But we'll get there. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, net control, clear at 8:42 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
KD9HAY.
WB9 White Mobile, Middlebury.